the purpose of tracking animals is to find out where they go. It's the most general thing. And the technology today lets us find that out in way more detail than we ever could before.
That leads me straight into my next question. Describe the role that technology plays in the tracking of animals.
Well, animals are really good at hiding from us. And without technology, it's almost impossible to find them. So GPS is probably the most important thing. Just like it helps you navigate your car and find out where you are when you're in a car, it lets us do the same for animals no matter where they go on the planet.
And kind of taking a step back, what is the importance of knowing the GPS location of animals?
Well, animals on the planet are really affected by people. More and more every year, people are covering more and more of the planet. And increasingly, the questions that researchers are asking about animals is how they are affected by humans. And so much of that is geography. Where do they survive? Where do they go at night? Where do they go during the day? Where are they getting hit by cars? Where are they getting hunted by people? These are the types of questions where if we know the where, we can help to address and start to try to fix these problems and help animals survive in the midst of so many humans on the planet.
Why do some people say we are entering the golden age of tracking?
Well, the technology today is so much better than it was even just a couple of years ago. Basically, the devices are getting small enough that we can put them on a bigger diversity of animals, and the resolution that we get, instead of just being a few points that show us generally where the animals spend their time, we're able to see exactly where they are and how they get from one point to the other. So it's kind of a golden era of big data animal tracking.
What is a recent example of exactly how this big data is helping scientists?
Well, we conducted a study recently in Albany, New York, where we were tracking fishers and how they survived in a very urbanized landscape, which was a new thing. They only recently started moving into this area. And the high-resolution tracking data let us see exactly where they were crossing the roads. And then going to those places on foot, we realized that there were small little drainage culverts they were using to cross under the road. So only by having the high-resolution data were we able to discover exactly where they were crossing the road and realize how these culverts were part of their strategy of using movement corridors to survive in an urbanized landscape.
And before I let you go, a producer of mine said I need to ask you about the Fitbit analogy.
The Fitbit analogy. Well, increasingly, the Fitbit and similar technologies that humans are using to monitor themselves are also being incorporated into these tracking tags. So it's not just the GPS, but it's also things like accelerometers, which are in Fitbits, and other physiological sensors like heart rate monitors, which humans also use. And by adding these other technologies to the tags on the animals, we're able to learn not only where they're going, but we're able to learn how they're getting there and what they're doing, actually their behaviors in these different places, which gives us a much more comprehensive view of their biology.